Anu Bradford, a professor of international and antitrust law at Columbia University, commented, "Sometimes it's the market driving it. The companies decide it's too costly to make different compliance strategies in different markets. Or, sometimes, it's an anticipation of copycat regulation. They know it's out there, and they're not going to wait for the Russians or Turkish to do their own case." Wired notes that the Turkish case against Google could be the company's biggest challenge as it focuses heavily on how Google uses its power as an internet traffic gatekeeper. The case related to local search, which is how Google lists businesses when users search for terms such as restaurants near me or hardware store. Nearly half of all Google searches are made up of local searches, according to some analysts. For some time, critics of Google have claimed that the company unfairly uses its dominance to manipulate local search results to influence users towards its own services. One longtime Google competitor, Yelp, initiated the case in Turkey by filing a complaint with the Turkish Competition Authority. Google claims that its local search results are designed to help users. But Turkish regulators believe that Google has violated Article 6 of the Turkish competition law by abusing its dominant position in the general search services market to promote its local search and accommodation price comparison services in a way to exclude its competitors. In April, the Turkish regulator imposed a $36 million fine on Google, but also issued a preliminary ruling ordering the tech giant to find a way to display local search results without favoring itself over competitors. Read more at Wired here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.